So good morning, everybody. Welcome to the last day of the Buddhist Centre Online's coverage of the Tri Ratna 2014 International Council from Astana in Herefordshire, rural England. It's a slightly going on autumnal day outside. Quite fitting for a goodbye. This is a goodbye this morning. We're all doing our final sessions and then leaving, dispersing back to the four winds. And with me, Chandradasa and Dasani, this morning, is our last guest from quite far away in Mexico, Jnana Dakini. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to do this.
It's very nice to have you here. So, this has been quite a week, hasn't it? Or quite an 8 days?
Oh, it's been a full week. 9 days, yeah, with lots of meetings. But, I mean, I think the word meeting is not, for me, the right word, because when you think about meetings, and you know, we complain a lot in our order about, you know, meetings and meetings and meetings. But I think that this was more like a way for us to communicate and to share ideas based on what for me, and I think for all the order, is the order, which is Kalyana Mitrata. I think it was a very good example of what Kalyana Mitrata is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was just talking at breakfast with Maitri Sara, who's one of the facilitators here, and we were talking just about this issue, that when people hear that you're doing 8 days of meetings, a certain idea comes into mind, and actually it's easy to fall into thinking, oh, well, it'd be much better if we were just meditating all the time or just doing a certain other kinds of practice.
Yes.
And this is a practice.
This is a practice.
Yeah.
This is a practice about getting together to think, and not only to think, but to practice what is the order in this world now.
Exemplification, something
exactly.
To do with that.
Yes, it's important, isn't it, to be receptive to other people's experience, points of view, differences, diversity of lifestyle.
Different ages. I mean, to be with people that were sort of founders of the order, you know. They were young when they were, you know, establishing the the first roots and bricks of all of this, and then the new generations. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. And there is something as well about, even in the midst of flip charts and facilitated sessions, you do have to drop down into your own kind of authentic experience in order to speak from the heart about things that matter in practice and things that matter to whole communities of practice. And something about hearing people like you from Mexico just bringing in a completely different body of experience that we couldn't possibly know very much about, you know. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's true. I'm also aware of people, just the skillfulness of how people have conducted themselves within the actual meeting time. So listening carefully, and the appropriateness with which people contribute. So speaking appropriately, not over, not labouring a point,
not reacting,
not having an agenda to bring something in and to dominate. Nobody showboating their project. And that's just all the time. That was, in a positive way, something we could take for granted.
And you don't get just people asserting different views against each other, which a lot of meetings can be, is people just different views being asserted. But you do get different perspectives, and I'm interested in a way in, this is your first council, isn't it? Is it what you expected?
No, and to tell the truth, I was with a bit of resistance about coming, because the idea of being, you know, in a meeting, in a week of meetings, and because, in a way, I haven't had the experience of being like with the whole order. So I was afraid, you know, of ideas and reactions and criticism. But, you know, it's been a wonderful surprise that it wasn't like that at all. And so I think for me, the challenge, it's how to communicate this in Mexico, in our Sangha. Because I cannot talk about, we discussed this and that, and then the resolutions were this, and you know, and that. But how to communicate the experience in itself.
In some ways, how we go about this is more important than the outcomes, isn't it? It's like...
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm with a lot of inspiration. So I was talking to Chandransu that we have to be an example in a way.
That's the thing, you go back with people from other strands and hopefully you can carry something together and embody something together.
It was a very good group, I mean, with Chandransu and Mokshananda in Vajranatha. Very good.
And what were your standout things from the week? If you could pick a couple of highlights, what were the things in the week that most struck you in terms of the work we did?
Well, I have sort of phrases, and I remember something that Dhammarati mentioned, I think it was Dhammarati, that how our strengths can become a weakness if we don't see like the whole aspect or the whole scenery of what's going on. Mm-hmm. And just to see also the examples of handing over, that was for me like very, very important, because I saw like we're moving. Mm. And that there's a lot of hope in that.
Yeah.
You know that this is, I think the Triratna order, it's mature. I just have the sense that it's maturity. Mm. But we are not getting sort of stuck in that, but really we want to move. Mm. So for me, that's the best, you know, really. Have this, a sense of joy, you know, about being in an order that really wants to move on. And I think that's the kind of thing I want to communicate into our Sangha.
And probably people listening will be interested in knowing what that Sangha's like a little bit. I mean, what's your life like back in Mexico that you're taking this back into tomorrow or whenever it is you go back?
Well, I think it's isolated Sangha. We are still small Sangha. I mean, there's only 16 order members in a country which is huge, huge, huge. So there is a lot of potential, but I think we haven't been able to reach, you know, more people. I think we have the tendency to see only what is happening just day by day instead of really thinking about what's going to happen in the next future. So I think if one has the tendency of just, you know, dealing with everyday life and the problems of everyday life, we just get old without really building something which is strong enough to hold the next generations. So this has been a sort of a training for me too.
I suppose I wonder, do you feel there is an interest, a curiosity back home in Mexico about the wider movement and order?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes. There is a lot of interest. A lot of interest. So I was just thinking how we can show the videos and mainly the videos.
Yeah, very good.
Because I think people would love to see things.
So they'd like to see the videos? And
yeah. I think showing pictures and the videos and the podcasts. I mean, not all people speak English, but in the Sangha there's, you know, quite a few people that understand very well English. Mm-hmm. In a way, we've been close to the wider Sangha because we have all the time guest teachers, you know, guest order members. But still, I think their interest now in what is going on in many issues in the order. So there is interest. I know that they will be asking lots of questions.
Maybe you've already said this, but anyway, what would be the one thing you would take back to them? If you were only allowed to tell them one thing about this meeting, what would you tell them?
One thing. Have confidence and move on.
It's a renewal. Great. Well, thanks very much for your time this morning. We do have a Spanish language video going up on the site tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Which hopefully you can take back to Mexico as well.
Sure.
It's been great to hear from you in English today, and safe journey home when you get there, and we look forward to seeing you at the next International Council
when
you
sure.
come back.
Thanks so much for coming and contributing.
And thanks everyone for listening all week to these podcasts. It's been
great
doing them. Thanks to Dasani for all her help.
My pleasure. Thanks to Chandra Dasa
My pleasure
for driving
too.
The project.
And we'll see you, I'm sure, on some Triton event quite soon.
Yes.
Coming to a computer near you.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.